this article. Every man was shot in the head, left for dead for 3 days. A call girl with 13 outstanding arrest warrants allegedly spent $12,000 with the man's credit cards, written by Caleb Hutton, TheHerald.net. Sorry about the noise outside, guys. Everett, an escort, is accused of shooting an errant man twice in the head after he hired her for sex. You know, you can't even trust a fucking whore these days. And this also makes the case for legalized prostitution. And I'll explain that. Because if you legalize prostitution, one of these women would have to get checked out by a medical doctor. They'd have to have a card saying that they were legit, that they're checked out, they were clean for STDs. Also, you wouldn't get, like, you weed out a lot of the fucking, the drug whores, the users, the cunts like this. And it would be a professional operation. It would be a professional operation. So you weed these fucking soulless whores out of the business, and you would get professional, high quality escorts. There would be plenty of them around because it would be decriminalized and legal. That would increase the supply, and it would make prostitution much more affordable. And you wouldn't have cunts like this doing this bullshit. She left him to die at his apartment. According to a probable cause statement filed in court Wednesday, he was found 3 days later alive, and mind you, this guy's got like two fucking bullets in his head, but unable to speak. At a hospital, a scan revealed two bullets lodged in his head. Officers were able to communicate with the man 36 through hand signals and head motions. So this bitch shot this guy, and once again, we see the true nature of women. Yeah, I'll get that in a second, Black Eagle. Detectives believe the alleged call girl, Marissa Wallen, 21, and look at this bitch. She looks like she's 21 and she's already fucking, looks like she's smashed into the wall at Mach 5. You know, that's what fucking drinking, cigarettes, and drugs will do to you. Shot the man in the head and stole his wallet to go on a $12,000 spending spree in Skagit County. And look, I'm going to throw a little shade at the guy here because this guy is a thirsty sucker and she set him up. She definitely set him up for this shit. You know, it takes two to tango, and if this guy wasn't so fucking thirsty, as you'll find out as we go further on in this article, it just, you know, just how bad the thirst was for him. Security footage from the man's apartment revealed that the woman had visited five times in October. Camera showed her entering the apartment for the last time at 8:45 p.m. October 21st, and she ran out the door at 10 p.m. clutching what appeared to be credit cards, according to the probable cause statement. Oh, you live in Washington, Black Eagle? So Everett's a ghetto. So what's, is it, is like Everett like a white trash ghetto? Or is it just a cornucopia of ghetto filth in general? Over the next 3 days, no one heard from the man. Motion activated cameras suggest no one visited the apartment in that time. Okay, just that small area. All right. The man's employer grew concerned when he didn't log in for a stay-at-home job on the morning of October 21st. An officer went to the home in the 800 block of Hawthorne Street. You know, it had to be fucking Hawthorne Street. Everett isn't far from me either. Been there once. So what's it like in Everett, Whiskey? Because I'm not familiar with the area. So basically, the cop, his employer was smart enough, probably knew this guy, you know, was a good worker, despite his flaws, and we're just like, we're just like, all right, well, let's do a health and welfare check. His mother also called 911 at around the time. She feared he might have had a medical emergency. Police opened the unlocked door to find the man slumped against the wall with dry blood on his head. There was no obvious signs of break-in. Two shell casings were found in the room. They did not match the caliber of the man's handgun, which was missing, so the bitch took the gun too. And like I said, Hawthorne... Exactly, you beat me to a savage, MGTOW. Hawthorne, MLK Boulevard are always shitholes. Because in where I live out, we have a city of Hawthorne, and it is fucking ghetto as fuck. It used to, you know, in the area of Hawthorne, the Hawthorne area I'm talking about, it used to be a pretty nice area back in the day, but all the whore single mothers and their fucking bastard piece of shit spawn fucking ruined it. But yeah, MLK, which is kind of ironic, and it's sad at the same time. You know, MLK Boulevard, you're going to see some fucking drive-bys, drug deals, crack-smoking scum, and other assorted filth on any boulevard that's named MLK. The same thing goes for Hawthorne. You just can't avoid it. So, let's continue. Alright. She put slumped against the two. Okay. At the hospital, the man indicated he knew who shot him. He couldn't communicate a name or any other info. Yes, because he has two fucking bullets in his head. Friends and family told the police the man rarely left his home, but lately they said he's been visiting strip clubs in Seattle, where he tell women about how much money he made. Detectives checked his bank accounts. Three of his credit cards have been charged 82 times in Mount Vernon and Burlington from October 22nd to November 5th. What the fuck, man? She fucking went batshit crazy. Fucking cunt bitch. So his first mistake was he was telling these bitches how much money he made. He was telling, he's bragging about how much money he made at a fucking strip club. Here's the deal for some of you that may not know, you know what? Strip clubs are the worst places for men to go to, because it's like going to a restaurant. And some strip clubs are like McDonald's, some are like Denny's, while others are like five-star steakhouses. But what, no matter how good or bad they are, it's like being given a meal. You could smell it, you could look at it, but you couldn't touch it or eat it. And you had to pay big money for it. That's what going to strip club is. You know, they're totally cucking you, and you don't even get to sniff that fucking pussy. Well, yeah, exactly. Live for your diet, strip clubs. Anyone done? Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, it's one thing to go to get a whore, because you pay a whore to leave. Exactly. And you're paying these bitches money, and they're not doing a goddamn thing for you. Except giving you a little bit of attention in lieu of some fucking cash. And if I wanted something that gave me attention, I'd get a fucking dog, because you know what? A dog isn't going to put two bullets in my fucking head and steal all my shit. A dog isn't going to fuck me over in divorce court. Dogs are low maintenance. You feed them, you pet them, you treat them right, you take them out for walks. You know, you toss the frisbee and the ball every once in a while, and they love you. Whereas a bitch is like has a billion times more requirements and demands. And seriously, this dude, man, he got weak and fell into the fucking thirst trap. Where the fuck is Houdini when you need him? Store security camera showed the same woman while in using the cards, according to police. Officers tracked her down at a home in Mount Vernon. Notice you said at a home, not at her home. And she's your typical white trash, piece of shit, soulless whore cunt. But I gotta throw some shade at the guy, man. He's rolling around. He's bragging about how much money he has. And I bet this fucking pig cunt licked her fucking lips when she heard that. And she figured, this guy's a sucker. I'm gonna set him up. And then I'm going to take all of his fucking shit. In interviews, Wallen changed her story each time she was confronted with evidence, according to court papers. Lying cunt is a lying cunt. She's lied so much in this case that she couldn't even get her fucking lie straight. So she had lie over lie over lie. And when you do that, eventually you're going to slip up and you're going to have inconsistencies and you're going to bust yourself. But of course, this is exactly what this stupid fucking demon cunt did. And look at her in this picture, all sucked up and skinny. I bet she's a fucking meth whore. Ultimately, she admitted he'd been paying her for sex. Juan had gone to the apartment on October 21st. She shot him twice in the back of the head, quote, because he was performing a sex act wrong, according to her statement. She left him for dead on the bedroom floor and took his wallet to court documents say. Yeah, well, he was performing a sex act wrong. I guess he didn't fuck her in the ass the right way. That's the only thing I could think of. Or he came in her fucking mouth or something. I don't know. But it's a fucking bullshit excuse for being a thieving cunt, basically. He performed a sex act wrong. Wow. You know what? If he performed a sex act wrong, you could have gotten him for rape. But that's not what you wanted to do, bitch. You wanted to take his fucking shit. Because you're a worthless, soulless whore, meth head cunt that deserves to be fucking thrown face first into a vat of acid. Exactly. See, and this is why I'm telling you guys, man. Pump and dumps are not worth it. Hiring these fucking whores are not worth it. And it's just better to go make Tao Monk. You know, because for me personally, if I got to urge, what I do is, you know, I'm going to, you know, be a creep for a second here. As I rub one out, I get the poison out of my system and I keep it fucking moving. Police describe Juan as emotionless and calculating throughout the interview. She was arrested for investigation for first-degree assault, first-degree robbery, and first-degree identity theft. She has lived in Skagit County her whole life. She has a young child. So, ergo, emotionless and calculating. Ergo, your typical woman, a.k.a. a soulless whore cunt. A fucking pig demon. But my biggest question is, this is the $64,000 question for this article. How in the fuck come she isn't being charged for attempted murder? She put two bullets in the back of this man's head. First degree assault? The fuck? This is attempted murder. It would have been first degree murder if he died. Hey, if a guy did this, this motherfucker would be up on attempted murder charges. They'd probably drop special circumstances on the motherfucker, and the guy would probably get 25 to life for this shit. And of course she has a young child. Of course she's a fucking poor single mother. Hashtag gynocentrism. There you go, Randy. I get so caught up in the ranting and the rage. Well, not really rage, just passion. That I forget my hashtags sometimes. But she has a young child. She's a whore single mother. I wonder when she got knocked up with that little bastard. 11 months she interjected at a court hearing Wednesday. She has no felony convictions on her record. However, she's listed as a defendant in 20 court cases in the past 3 years. 20 fucking court cases in the past 3 years. How the fuck do you rack up 20 fucking court cases in 3 years? Hashtag gynocentrism. Medical problems have prevented her from showing up to court at times, said a public pretender, Poja Vadaddy, or whatever the fuck the bitch's name is. And I guess that's the fucking bitch sitting next to her. Of course, a man wouldn't have gotten away with that excuse. Medical problems? Medical problems? They'd be like, you know what, motherfucker? You have medical problems, we could treat that shit at county jail. You're arrested, don't pass go. But since she's a fucking bitch, she got the pussy pass. She didn't get fucking arrested for not showing up for court, for not facing her charges. But like I said, she's a bitch, so she gets the pass. Everett District Court Judge Anthony Howard said he was concerned that Wallen had 13 active warrants out for her arrest, which might be a record, he said. Well, she avoided jail because she has vagina. How the fuck you were not in jail with 13 goddamn active warrants? I mean, let me tell you something, man. If you had 13 active warrants out for your fucking arrest, man, as a man, bounty hunters, law enforcement would be looking for you. I mean, you would have a big, fat fucking target on your back. If you were a man, you had 13 warrants out for your arrest. The gynocentrism runs deep here in Washington State. Well, it's on the West Coast. You know, Commie Fornia, a.k.a. Dog Shittistan, Oregon and Washington State are all pretty fucked. Exactly. Exactly. They would be fighting over you to arrest you to collect that fucking fat ass bounty. 13 fucking arrest warrants. And you gotta make the case that if you're a fucking cunt like this, let me see, 20 court cases, 13 arrest warrants, you gotta make the case that if these cops actually did their fucking job and hunted this bitch down and brought her the justice, that this fucking bootlicking thirsty ass simp wouldn't have gotten 2 bullets in the back of his fucking head. And that's why she probably made the lame ass excuse that she did, because she knows that they, she thought, oh, I can just make any bullshit excuse up. You know, I got 13 warrants, 20 fucking court cases or whatever, 20 court cases, 13 warrants. They haven't come and got me, so they'll buy this excuse. God damn, hold on. Stretch. I need it to stretch out a little bit. Oh, man. Jesus Christ. Just fucking amazing. The level of stupid is just amazing. You know, because, you know, when you think you've seen it all, when you think that we can't go any lower as a society, these fucking cucked liberals, these pussy-whipped simp judges find a way to take us even lower. No, I didn't bust a nut, Randy. I just had a good stretch. All right, let's see. Howard set bail at $1 million. The woman had asked police to call one of her clients to help post bond. And you know what the sad thing is? The really sad thing is I'm sure one of these fucking... Nah, I didn't run one out. I just had a good stretch. Yeah, well, a whole million and... Oh, a whole $1 million and the post bond, you only need 10% of that. So you only need $100,000. But I will bet you dollars and donuts that some cuck will put up $100,000, and I bet you dollars and donuts that this cunt will fucking skip bail and leave that cuck with the bill. So that's that bit of fuckery, and I'm pretty sure she'll get like maybe 4 years. They'll reduce the sentence, send her to some therapy or some fucking bullshit, then put their fucking stamp of approval on her and release her ass early on probation because of hashtag gynocentrism. But you know, if a guy did all this shit, he would be not only thrown in prison, they would lock him up. They'd lock him up. They wouldn't even lock him up and take the key away. They would fucking throw him under the prison and bury him alive under the prison. So more fucking gynocentric bullshit in this unjust system.